Do you believe in God?
你相信神吗？
I believe that most of you would answer yes.
我相信大多数人都会回答说是的，我相信。
So do you believe in God?
所以你们相信吗？
Yes. However, if there is really a God, why is it that some Christians still suffer?
但是呢，如果这里真有神的话，为什么有一些敬畏神的基督徒他们会遭遇患难呢？
Why is it that some Christians, you know, get sick like cancer?
为什么这些基督徒会得癌症呢？
Why is it that some Christians, their houses get destroyed, maybe by fire or by flood?
那为什么还有一些基督徒他们的家被台风或者是大火所破坏呢？
Why is it that some churches, their crosses have been torn down?
那为什么有一些教会的十字架会被拆掉呢？
The text today tells us that it is in a situation we're in. It's very difficult to believe in God.
那今天的这段经文讲的是，在以色列的一个时期，当那个时候人们很难相信有神。
Well, it's because the Israelites under the king of the reign of King Ahab have turned to idolatry.
那这个时候呢，他们的国王是亚哈，然后开始拜偶像。
So we know the context. Ahab married Jezebel, who is worshiping Baal.
So we know this passage talks about Ahab. He had a wife who was a foreigner, Jezebel.
And so Jezebel promoted Baal worship, and even she promoted Baal worship.
Yeah. This passage is in Kings 18:17-39.
So Jezebel promoted Baal worship by providing food and shelter to the prophets of Baal.
Because Jezebel, he is worshiping Baal, so he promotes Baal worship in the country, and provides food and shelter for the prophets of Baal.
Not only that, she began killing the prophets of the Lord.
Besides that, he also began killing the prophets.
Now, if you were a believer in Elijah's time, you would have asked, if there really is a God, why is it that the prophets of Baal are being killed?
那如果真的有神的话，为什么耶和华的先知会被杀害呢？
So in today's passage, we will look at the passage that talks about the time when Elijah would want to confront the prophets of Baal.
所以今天我们呢要看的这段经文讲的是，当以利亚和巴列的先知面对面的时候。
So Elijah told Ahab to summon the 450 prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel.
那以利亚呢，告诉亚哈王说，要他召聚巴利的450名先知。
And so in verse 20, it tells us that Ahab did just that. Ahab did what Elijah told him to do.
在第二十节，亚哈王就照着以利亚所说的，召聚了这450名先知。
Now the drama begins in verse 21. When Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal is God, follow Him."
那这段事件呢，是在二十一节开始，以利亚呢给以色列人他们有一个挑战。他站到前面对他们说，你们还要心持两意到几时呢？如果耶和华是神，就当跟随耶和华；如果巴利是神，就跟随巴利吧。
And here we can get our first point with each.It is possible to waver between two or more gods.
那在这儿呢，我们来到我们的第一点，就是我们有可能在两个或者多个神之间摇摆不定。
The word for waver actually means to limp or to leap.
那么这个单词 waver 摇摆呢，它的意思可能就是一瘸一拐的走，或者是跳跃的这样走。
So it means something like this one to waver.
那有一些呢就是这样摇摇的，然后有一些就是像刚刚的那样。
没有错。So it's because sometimes the Israelites were worshiping the Lord, and then sometimes the Israelites were worshiping Baal. So the Lord, and then later on Baal, and the Lord Baal.
因为他们有的时候呢敬拜耶和华，有的时候敬拜巴利，所以他们就在耶和华和巴利之间摇摆不定。
So if you took a survey during the time of Elijah and you asked the Israelites, "Do you believe in God?"
所以如果你在那个以利亚那个时代对以色列人进行一个调查的话，问他们：“你们相信神吗？”
They would also say, "Yes, we believe in the Lord, the God of Israel."
他们会回答说，是的，我们相信耶和华，我们祖宗的神。
But the problem is, aside from believing the Lord God, they also have added Baal into their belief.
但是这有一个问题，就是他们不仅相信耶和华是神，他们还把巴利当作他们的神来拜。
So the issue is not that Israel wanted to reject the Lord and worship Baal.
所以问题不是以色列人想要拒绝神，而是他们也拜巴利。
It's because they want to worship the Lord and want to worship Baal at the same time.
因为他们想要在敬拜耶和华的同时，还要敬拜巴利。
And Elijah is calling them to make an either-or decision: either worship the Lord or worship Baal only.
那以利亚呢，就来挑战以色列百姓，让他们做出一个选择：是拜耶和华还是拜巴利
？Now, do you know this person?
你们知道这个人吗？
有些呢 ，Yes.、So her name is Marilyn Monroe. She's a famous actress in the early 1900s.
所以呢，她是在1990年代一个非常有名的一个演员，名字叫玛丽莲·梦露。
Now her life and death is marked by sadness because she died of overdose of drugs.
她整个一生呢，和她的死都是一件非常令人悲哀的事，因为呢，她是死于吸食毒品过量。
And before her death, she was asked the question again: Do you believe in God?
在她死之前呢，也有人问她说：“你相信神吗？”
And she answered, "I believe in everything a little bit."
她回答说：“我相信所有事，只是一点点。”
It means he believes in God a little bit, but he believes she also believes in others a little bit.
尽管呢，她相信神，尽管她有一点点相信神，但是呢，她还相信别的。
Now, this type of believing in God and everything else also can be seen when we go to the shops in Ong Pin Street.
所以像玛丽莲·梦露她这样的信仰呢，我们可以也在我们的那个王滨街上可以看到。
When we go to the shops, you can see sometimes in the shop they have a Santo Niño, and then beside the Santo Niño there's a Buddha, and then beside it there's a cat with the waving cat, and there's also the frog with the coin in the mouth.
所以如果我们到王滨街的任何一家店铺我们进去的话我们就可以看到在耶稣的这个雕像旁边呢会有一个佛像或者是有一个像青蛙含着硬币的那种像或者是一个招财猫
It's because they believe in Jesus, yes, but then they believe in other things also.
因为呢他们不仅相信耶稣他们还相信别的
Now Elijah is refuting this kind of belief.
那以利亚就说如果是这样这样的一种信仰。
However, believing in an idol can mean more than just the statues like these.
然而呢，我们说拜偶像呢，不仅仅只是意味着这样的雕像。
An idol is anything that replaces God in our hearts.
那偶像呢，就是任何取代神在我们心中地位的东西。
For some people, their idol is maybe success.
那对于有些人来说呢，成功呢是他们的偶像。
So they focus all their time and effort to get good grades, but then they forget to spend time with the Lord in devotion.
所以呢嘛，他们花费所有的时间和精力，为要得到一个好的一个分数，但是他们却忘记花时间和上帝在一起来灵修。
For other people, maybe their idol is or their God is pleasure.
那么还有一些人呢，他们的神呢，他们的偶像就是享乐。
Maybe they want to eat at expensive restaurants, or they want to buy the latest gadgets, or they want to travel to scenic places.
那对他们来说，他们想要去在非常贵的餐厅里去吃饭，买一些最新的小东西，或者是去风景区旅游。
But when it comes to giving to God's ministry or to BSOP, they could not even bring out one peso.
但是当到来到神的事工面前，比方说来我们支持我们 BSOP， 他们就不愿意花一毛钱一披索。
Or maybe for some people their God is in a personal beauty.
那对于有些人来说，他们的还有一些人呢，他们的偶像就是自己的漂亮外表的美。
They put too much emphasis on outward appearances, maybe through exercise or through gym or even buying expensive clothes.
他们为了让自己的外表好看呢，他们就花很多的时间去锻炼，去体育馆锻炼呀，或者是买一些漂亮的衣物。
Still others, their God may be a person, boyfriend or girlfriend or their own child.
那还有一些人，他们的偶像呢，就是一个人，他们的男朋友、女朋友，或者是他们的家人。
Their whole life revolves around this person.
他们整个的生活都围绕着这个人。
And so this person has become kind of like their god.
所以这个人呢，就成为了他们的偶像。
So we can ask ourselves, are we wavering between the true God and other gods in our life?
所以我们也问一下自己，我们是否在真的神和我们其他的神之间摇摆不定呢？
So Elijah wants us to believe in the true God only.
以利亚也这样挑战我们，让我们相信这位唯一的真神。
Now after challenging the people to worship the true God, Elijah said,I am the only one of the Lord's prophets, but Baal has 450 prophets.
那在以利亚挑战完这些百姓之后呢，他又说，我是唯一一个剩下的耶和华的先知，但是巴利的先知有450名。
Now here we can see another principle, which is that the majority is not necessarily right.
所以呢，这第二个原则就是，大多数人并不一定是正确的。
Well, because Baalism is being sponsored by Jezebel, therefore the number of prophets of Baal have increased.
因为呢，巴利呢是被耶西别他所推崇的，所以呢，巴利的先知呢人数也不断的增加。
And Elijah thinks that he is the only one left.
以利亚呢想着说他可能是仅剩的唯一一个。
But we know that the majority is not necessarily right.
但是我们要知道，大多数人多并不一定是正确的。
Think of it this way.There are 450 prophets of Baal.
那我们这样来做一下，想一下，有450个巴利的先知。
But Baal is not a real god, therefore he is equivalent to nothing, to zero.
因为呢，巴利他并不是真的神，所以他就等于零。
What is 450 times zero?
那450乘以零等于多少呢？
Yes, it's zero.
零。
Now, if you have one prophet of which is Elijah and He worships the true God, which is the true infinite God. What is one times infinity?
那巴那以利亚呢？只有一个人，但是我们的神是无限的。一乘以无限等于多少呢
？Yes, it's infinity.
无限。
So Romans 8:31 tells us, if God is for us, who can be against us?
所以在罗马书八章三十一节说，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
So even if the majority does something that is, you know, wrong, we can choose not to follow them because it is wrong.
那所以呢，如果这个大多数它并不是正确的话，我们可以做出选择不跟随他们。
In our lives, we are often given the choice to follow God and the majority.
那在我们的生活中，我们经常会遇到这样的选择，是跟随大多数人，或者是跟随我们的神。
So do we follow God or are we influenced by the majority?
我们是相跟随神呢？或者是我们被这些大多数人所影响呢？
When I was in high school, I was placed in the star section or cream section.
那我在高中的时候呢，我是那重点班或者是尖子班里的学生。
So in the star section, some teachers do not monitor the students during exams.
所以呢，在这个重点班里边，他们的老师有的时候就是在考试的时候不会监考。
Because they thought that the students are intelligent, so they would no longer cheat.
因为他们认为这些学生已经很聪明很好了，所以他们不会作弊。
But they were wrong.
但是是错了。
Many of the students, many of the students do cheat during tests.
那很多的学生呢，在这个考试的过程中都作弊了。
Now in high school, I'm already a Christian.
但是在高中的时候，我已经是一个基督徒了。
So I thought that I will not join my classmates in cheating because that is not pleasing to God.
所以呢，我说我不要跟我的大多数同学一样作弊，因为那并不是讨神喜悦的。
But sometimes I would think, you know, is it really worth not cheating?
但是有的时候我也会想，这样不作弊真的值得吗
？Because my classmates who cheat, they were not punished for what they were doing.
因为我的同学他们作弊了，也没有任何的惩罚。
And then oftentimes they get higher grades than I do because they cheated.
而很多时候还比我的分数高，因为他们作弊了，所以比我分数还高。
So I was sometimes tempted to cheat.
所以有的时候呢，我也会在想，要不要作弊。
But an incident occurred wherein the teacher needed someone honest to tell the truth.
但是呢，有一件事情发生了，就是老师需要有一位诚实的同学来告诉他一件事。
And you know what happened?My classmates pointed at me.
你知道发生什么了吗？我所有的同学都指着我。
And I told, you can ask Samuel. He is honest. He does not cheat.
他说你可以问陈文阳老师，因为他是最诚实的，他都不作弊的。
That's when I realized that, you know, my actions are a testimony to other people, to unbelievers.
那个时候我才意识到说，我的这些行为是在我的同学中做了一个很好的一个见证。
So even if they are cheating, then I can still choose not to cheat.
所以在他们在作弊的时候，我可以选择不作弊。
The majority is not necessarily right.
因为这些他们人多并不一定就正确了。
You know, I know for Christian, in his office, most of his office mates are male.
我们还有就是知道有一个基督徒，他的办公室里边大多数都是男士。
And so during office break, some of his male office mates would watch some pornography videos.
所以呢，在他们中间休息的时候，就有一些他的同事就会看一些色情的电影或者是相关的东西。
But he himself does not watch because he knows that is his testimony to his office mates.
但是这个基督徒呢，他就不会做，因为他知道这并不是好的。
So recently there was a couple in our house.
但是最近呢，在他们家来了一对夫妇。
And the husband was telling us, you know, you can have cable connected to your TV without any monthly fee.
然后他这个丈夫对他说，你知道吗？我们可以连接到这个电视，然后没有不用花任何的费用。
Now the wife knows that we are Christians.
但是他妻子知道我们都是基督徒。
And the wife told her husband, she said, they are Christians. They will not do illegal cable TV connections.
现在妻子就对她丈夫说，他们都是基督徒，他们不会这样就是非法的使用有线电视。
When we try to follow God, to obey His word,
当我们来跟随神，来顺按照他的话行，
we become a good testimony to the unbelievers.
我们就在那些不信的人中间给出了一个好的见证，基督徒的见证。
Even if the majority does something, if it is not right, we can still choose not to follow that.
因为在这大多数他们都不是正确的情况下，我们可以选择不跟随他们。
Maybe majority of the students do their homeworks haphazardly. We can still choose to do our best in our homework.
那在大多数的同学都很随意、很应付的做他们作业的时候，我们可以选择尽我们最大的努力来做好。
Now after that, in verse 23, Elijah proposes two.Equally unlit sacrifices.
那在二十三节，以利亚呢就开始提议说，让他们一起来做一个献祭。
It says, "Get two bulls for us. Let Baal's prophet choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it."
Sorry.
Anyway.我想你们知道那个故事对不对、哦、所以 all the preparation is to be done 不需要了 all the preparation is to be done except the lighting of the sacrifice
然后这个时候就是他们所有关于献祭的预备都已经做好了
so they were saying whoever set fire to the bull is the true God
除了这个火所以他们说如果谁他们祷告谁来降下这个火谁就是真的神
And this is our third point because only the true God can answer our prayers.
那这就来到我们的下一点，只有真的神可以应允我们的祷告。
First, the condition that Elijah gave to the people is advantageous to Baal.
但是这个实际上以利亚所给出的这个条件是对巴利来说是比较有优势的。
Because Baal is supposed to be the god of storms.
因为呢，巴利呢被认为是暴风雨之神。
So he is usually depicted as carrying a lightning bolt on his left hand.
所以呢，他经常被描述为是在他的左手里边拿着闪电。
So if Baal is the true God, he just has to throw his lightning bolt, and the bull would be on fire, right?
所以，如果巴利是真的神呢，真的神的话，他就可以把这个闪电扔出来，就可以把这些祭物给点着了。
But we know the story. No matter how much the prophets of Baal dance and they even slash themselves, they could not get Baal to send the lightning bolt.
但是我们都知道，无论巴利的先知他们跳舞，或者是用刀割自己多长的时间，巴利都没有回应他们。 他没有扔出他这条闪电。
And we also know that on the other hand, Elijah tried to drench his sacrifice with 12 jars of water.
但是另一方面，我们也知道，以利亚呢就用十二桶的水把他的祭物全部给浇透了。
But with a simple prayer, the Lord responded to Elijah's prayer and sent the fire.
只用了一个非常简短的祷告，耶和华就回应了以利亚的祷告，降下了火。
38 tells us.Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench.
在三十八节又说，于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木柴、石头、尘土，又烧干了沟里的水。
So can you imagine a fire so intense that it even licked up the water in the trench, or evaporates the water here?
所以你们可以想象这个火它的强度有多么大，它可以把沟里的水全部都给烧尽烧干了。
That can happen because He is the true God, and He only the true God can answer our prayers.
会发生这样是因为耶和华是真的神，唯有真的神他才可以做，我可以用我们的祷告做到这些事。
So my question right now is, can what you are living for answer your prayers?
那现在我的问题是，你所追求的可以应允你的祷告吗
？Maybe the center of your affection is your family or your career.
也许你最喜欢的就是你的家庭或者是你的事业。
But can that answer your prayers?
但是你的家庭、你的事业可以应允你的祷告吗
？Now Philip Ryken is the president of Wheaton College.
这个人 Philip Ryken 他是惠顿学院的校长。
And he made the comment. He said.Some people worship success, selling their souls to climb the corporate ladder.
他做了一个非常有意思的一个评论，他说有些人呢，他们敬拜成功，他们出卖自己的灵魂，为了攀登事业上的高峰。
But there's one thing your career cannot do. It cannot answer your prayers.
但是有一件事是你的事业不能做的，它不能够应允你的祷告。
Then he said, "Some people worship pleasure, pampering themselves with rich food, exciting sporting events, and the latest music."
那他还说，有些人呢，他们纵容自己去享受这些美食、刺激的运动，或者是最新的音乐。
But there's one thing that food and concerts and travel and pornography cannot do. They cannot answer your prayers.
但是这里有一件事是食物、音乐会。旅游或者是色情的东西不能够做的，就是他们不能够应允你的祷告。
Some people worship personal beauty, giving priority to their outward appearances.
那有些人呢，他们追求自己外在的美丽，他们花费很多的时间，为了让自己看起来外面看起来很好看。
But there's one thing that cosmetics and fitness cannot accomplish. They cannot answer your prayers.
但是有一件事是化妆品和健康不能做的，他们不能够回应你的祷告。
I'm asking you this question: If you think about your life, what is at the center of your life?
那我现在来回想一下你的生命，什么是你生命的中心呢
？Can what you live for answer your prayers?
你所追求的能够回应你的祷告吗？
If your life revolves around a person, boyfriend, girlfriend, or child, can that person answer your prayers?
如果你的生活只是围绕着一个人，你的男朋友、女朋友，或者是你的孩子，他们这个人可以应允你的祷告吗？
I hope we're living for God because only God can answer our prayers.
只有神可以回应我，应允我们的祷告。
So in verse 39, it tells us that.When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
在三十九节中说，众民看见了，就伏伏在地，说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
Now Elijah lived in a time when it was difficult to believe in God.
那以利亚生活在一个是百姓很难相信神的一个时代。
Because we know that Queen Jezebel is promoting Baalism, and she is killing the prophets of the Lord.
我们知道王后耶西别呢，她拜巴利，她还杀害了耶和华的先知。
I was thinking if I was alive during Elijah's time, I would have just hid.
如果我是在以利亚那个时代，我可能就是躲起来。
Or I would have just resigned from being a prophet.
或者是， 或者是最再容易一点的就是辞职不再做耶和华的先知了。
But Elijah did not resign. He continued to trust in the Lord.
但是以利亚并没有这样，他继续的相信神，信靠神。
And the Lord has proven himself faithful to Elijah.
但是耶和华呢，对以利亚呢也是信实的。
The Lord sent a fire to Elijah's altar.
耶和华降下火在以利亚的祭坛上。
Now what's the point here? I do not know what you are struggling right now.
那我现在我不知道你所挣扎的是什么。
I do not know what your problems are.
我也不知道你有什么样的问题。
But I do know one thing, that God is faithful.
但是我知道一件事，就是神是信实的。
Elijah's powerful God is the same powerful God that we have today.
在以利亚那个时代有能力的神，依旧是在我们这个时代有能力的神。
And he has been faithful to Elijah, he is still faithful to us today.
他对以利亚信实，对我们也是同样的信实。
He actually sent his son Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
他实际上他赐下了他的独生子耶稣，为我们的罪而死。
If he is willing to give his most precious son to us,
如果他真的把他的这个最宝贵的儿子赐给我们，
then whatever he allows to happen to us,He has a reason for it.
那么，无论在我们生命中所发生什么事，它一定是有一个原因的。
I would like to share a song entitled "You Are God Alone."
那我想和大家分享一首歌，这首歌叫做《唯独你是神》。
The chorus says, "You are God alone. From before time began, you were on your throne, 'cause you were God alone."
那这首歌的歌词，这首歌的副歌中说。唯独你是从时间开始之前就有的神，你在你的宝座上，因为你是神。
And then he says, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, because you are God alone.
那现在呢，无论是好或者是坏，你都坐在宝座上，因为你是神。
So he was God before time began.
我们这位神呢，是在时间开始之前就有的神。
But he is still God right now in the good times and in the bad times.
那在现在他依旧是神，无论是好还是坏。
This song was written by Billy Foot.
这首歌呢是 Billy Foot 写的。
Now Billy Foot was a worship leader ever since he graduated from college.
这个人呢，他在大学毕业之后，他就开始带领敬拜。
Now 10 years later, he developed a disorder called Hyperdysphonia.
那十年之后呢？他发现他得了一种病，就是 hyper 什么 chronia， 是一种不可治愈的疾病。
So the muscles in this voice box behave erratically.
那就是他这个喉咙这个地方的肌肉，它的功能肌肉紊乱，不能够正常的使用。
This means he cannot sing anymore.
也就是说，他不能够再唱歌了。
What would he do? Because he is a song worship leader, and his livelihood was stripped away from him.
那他是一个敬拜神的人，那么但是他现在的生活已经完全被他这个疾病所打断了。他要做些什么呢？他要怎么做呢？
Because of that experience, he wrote this song. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, because you are God alone.
因为他这一段的经历，他写了这首歌，写到。无论现在是好的时候还是坏的时候，你都坐在宝座上，因为唯独你是神。
So even if crosses of churches are being torn down, God is still God today.
所以，无论是现在这些教会的十字架被拆除，但是神他依旧是我们的神。
Even if our houses get destroyed by natural calamities, God is still God today.
即使呢，我们的家被这些自然灾害所破坏，我们依旧相信唯独神是神。
So even if people get cancer, God is still God today.
那即使呢，有一些人他得了癌症，但是神他依旧是。
So he wrote this song and he asked his wife to sing it for him.
他写了这首歌，他就请他的妻子。为他唱这首歌。
Now many of you know that my sister has cancer.
那我想你们可能有些人知道我的姐姐得了癌症。
Now, when she first learned her cancer, she was serving God in a Muslim area in Mindanao.
当她第一次知道自己得癌症的时候，她是在那个南岛穆斯林地区服侍。
She had her right breast removed and she underwent chemotherapy.
然后呢，因为这次癌症，她就把她的右乳房切除了，并且还进行了化疗。
Now after that, it was there was no trace of cancer in her anymore, so she went to Indonesia.
然后那时候她以为自己癌症好了，所以她就去了印度尼西亚。
She again served in the Muslim country to be a missionary there.
她也在那个地方的穆斯林地区做宣教士。
But while serving there, she discovered that the cancer has spread to her rib cage.
但是她到那儿的时候，她发现她的癌症呢又扩散到了她的胸腔。
So she came back to the Philippines again and had her chemotherapy.
然后她又回到了菲律宾，开始进行化疗。
After that, so she continued to promote missions awareness in the Philippines.
就算是这样呢，她依旧在菲律宾推动这个宣教的一些事工。
And so recently, it was discovered that it has spread to the other side of the rib cage.
那最近呢，她发现她的那个癌细胞已经扩散到她胸腔的另外一边。
And she's again undergoing chemotherapy.
所以她现在又开始再一次的进行化疗。
If there really is a God, why is it that someone serving God faithfully gets sick?
那如果真的有神的话，为什么这些忠心服侍神的人会得病呢？
Honestly, I don't really know how to answer that question.
实话说，我也不知道该怎样回答这样的问题。
But I do know that God is faithful.
但是我知道神是信实的。
And He has been using her to share the gospel to her fellow cancer patients.
上帝使用他和那些人来分享福音。
So in the good times and bad, He is still the God on the throne.
所以，无论现在是好的时机或者坏的时机，神他依旧坐在他的宝座上。Let's
try to listen to the song.
我们一起来听这首歌。
Let's ask Eileen to lead us in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。主耶华，你是神。主啊，我们有时会三心两意，我们有时会在大多数人和你之间犹豫不定。主耶稣，但是求你来坚固我们，让我们单单的来依靠你，单单的来信赖你。无论我们处在好的时候或者是坏的时候，无论我们与生命中生活中遇到什么样的挫折，什么样的问题，主耶稣，让我们来相信唯有你是神，你对我们是信实的。主耶稣，你来坚固我们的信仰，让我们每一天都在你里面得以被建立。我们谢谢你，祷告奉主名求，阿们。